This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
7:14 now. Foggy this morning. Warm, highs in the mid to upper 70s. I don't know about record heat, but then it rains tomorrow and into Saturday, and then it turns cool and really cold by early next week. D. Ryan Gray joins us right now, professor of anthropology at UNO, my alma mater, I'm proud to say, and associate director of the Mideo Center for New Orleans Studies. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty well.
Man, I love your name. That is a distinguished name, D. Ryan Gray. I wish I had come up with that. Let's talk about how do you even become an archaeologist? And let me just preface this by saying I was noticing on the news yesterday there was the anniversary of the Mark Essex shooting downtown New Orleans, and they held the city really at bay for 2 days, and there was a sniper on top of the Howard Johnson building, and I don't know, they still don't know everything that happened there. But when it comes to the history of the city, it's easy for things to get forgotten about and to get buried, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, part of what we do as archaeologists, people think of archaeologists just in that sense of digging up things and literally excavating things out of the ground. But really, most archaeologists these days are very interested in how things are remembered as much as that physical part of archaeology. I started doing archaeology in New Orleans back in, I guess it was 1999. I'd originally intended to be a Mayan archaeologist, and I'd actually gone to Central America to do some work in Belize and Guatemala, and moved to New Orleans to actually be closer to Latin America, and then got a job for a private company doing archaeology here, and did that for a good 10 years before going back to school and getting my PhD specializing in New Orleans archaeology. So it was a long process.
Yeah, what are some of the things, Doctor, that you've found about New Orleans archaeology or studied or learned about the history of the city? Because this fascinates me, because nothing just happens, right? I mean, we tend to think that, okay, we're here and everything starts with us, and that's not the case at all.
Right. I mean, there's so much we've learned already, and so much we still have to do in learning more about the past of the city. I mean, there is thinking of things that we have learned in the past, just since the time I've been doing New Orleans archaeology. We've learned a lot more about the indigenous presence in the city before Europeans arrived, and we've learned lots more about the lives of enslaved people in the city in the 18th century and in the first half of the 19th century. We have been able to study a small part of the St. Peter Street Cemetery, which is the city's colonial era cemetery that is now underneath a block in the French Quarter, where there's still probably at least 8,000 people still buried, and it's fully developed over now. We've been able to study a little bit underneath St. Louis Cathedral and look at the development of the cathedral itself and the different iterations of the church there. I mean, and that just scratches the surface, and there's much more to be done.
You know, we talk about when Iberville or Bienville, it's been a long time since I had New Orleans history, got here, but there was a lot going on here in the city before that, right? So how far back have we found artifacts to indicate what life was like here? I mean, way, 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 way back when.
There are things in the New Orleans area that go back at least 3,000 to 3,500 years. And perhaps even before that, many of the earliest sites in the city are actually out in the east, or the earliest sites that have been discovered so far. You know, there were a number of Native American sites that grew up along what's called the Pine Island Trend, which was a barrier island really before this land had formed. From the delta of the river, it kind of created this artificial area of high ground, and that's where indigenous peoples gathered. And then that sort of made New Orleans a nexus for people for the past 3,000 years. You know, the Choctaw language calls it Bulbancha, this place of many languages, and we know from that it was always this sort of important place where people gathered.
Did you say 3,500 years?
The earliest well-studied sites in Orleans Parish go back about that far. There's, yes, 3,500 years. There are potentially some sites that are older than that have been reported, but many of them are now really difficult to get to, and many are probably destroyed or underwater or just not really accessible.
You didn't have to go back and do research. You could have just asked Newell Norman. I'm just kidding. Professor, let me take a break. Doctor, when we come back, I want to talk about what you found in the French Quarter. And look, a lot of people are upset because the repairs got delayed, but I want to talk to you about the importance of studying what it is that you found and what it is that you did find in the French Quarter with this archaeological dig that it turned into. It started as a street repair, but I think it is important to understand what happened in the past. D. Ryan Gray is our guest, professor of anthropology at UNO, my alma mater, I'm proud to say, and associate director of Mideo Center for New Orleans Studies. 720, traffic now, WWL. 725 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, having an interesting conversation with D. Ryan Gray, professor of anthropology at my alma mater, I'm proud to say, UNO, and associate director of Mideo Center for New Orleans Studies. So, Dr. Gray, when it came to the things that were found during the French Quarter repairs, you were involved with the dig and what was found, I guess, and what was recovered?
Actually, no.
Okay.
That is one of the few projects that has happened in the French Quarter in recent years that I really don't have anything to do with directly. And I have not yet seen the report of what was found there. So I really don't know very much about it at this point.
Well, however, let me ask you this. What do we know about the fires that happened in New Orleans in the 1700s?
Mm-hmm. So we know from previous work around the city that wherever those fires took place, there's almost always a layer both from the 1788 fire and from the 1794 fire. And after the fires, there's also usually a layer from where, as buildings were demolished to make way for new construction, you know, you have things kind of spread out, forming this layer over the city. So it's really no surprise that in that location, someone should find something related to those fires. Now, what happens with projects like that And this is kind of a rare case in the French Quarter where the Sewerage and Water Board was required to have an archaeologist on site because they were getting federal money for the project. Mm-hmm. Normally, there's no regulations about archaeology in the French Quarter at all. It surprises people, but the mandate of the Boucre Commission and all the regulations have to do with what's above ground and what's below ground.
So we care about what color a house is painted in 2025. However, maybe there's...
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
An artifact below the ground that could tell us about the history of the city in the 1700s, but there's not a lot of attention given toward that. Is that what we're saying?
That's exactly right. What we count on most of the time, and this is where my work at UNO comes into play, we count on interested property owners, people who care about the past, to reach out to us, and then if they're doing some kind of project, we've been doing a field project on St. Ann Street where there's been a building that that Trey Trahan from Trahan Architects has been restoring. And we've been doing a dig there over the past couple of years. And then we've done other projects where people reach out to us. So this one that just happened on St. Peter Street is kind of an exception because it was a case where the Sewerage and Water Board had a privately contracted archaeology company that was responsible for monitoring archaeology there.
Real quick before we let you go, does the substratum of the area lend itself toward preservation of these artifacts or just the opposite?
It actually lends itself very well to preservation as long as it's not disturbed. And it's a pretty rare thing for archaeology to slow down a project significantly. Usually the archaeologists are pretty good at getting in and out of a location to give the project a chance to proceed.
On a personal note, have you ever had one of these goosebump moments where you got something in your hands and you realize it was from an ancient civilization and you realize the connection?
Oh, absolutely. Although the most goosebump moment I've ever had actually was we were looking for the remains of a missing in action soldier from World War II in Austria. And found his ring, a Tuskegee Airman who was lost in the war. We found his ring with his initials and his wife's initials and a heart, and that was the kind of the most
wow
visceral moment I've ever had.
Wow. Thank you. I appreciate your time, Dr. D. Ryan Gray, professor of anthropology at my alma mater, UNO, associate director of Mideo Center for New Orleans Studies. Sometimes those last questions, man, they can reveal some stuff. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.